Life is about making yourself better. It doesn't matter what you do. You could be an athlete, an artist, a gamer. It doesn't matter. All of us want to be the best version of ourselves. That's what we are here for. We talk to students in leadership positions who have achieved great things, but who are just here working to get better. Because here, we discuss how to be better as people. Here, Swole is the goal. Welcome to the two-part finale of Swole is the Goal. Let's get started. So, we've come a pretty long way, and this is the end. Well, the end for my high school journey, and the end for Swole is the Goal in this format. But I do have a pretty good feeling that we will be back in some capacity. Just won't be on this Spotify feed, but somewhere else in the future, you will be able to find the Swole is the Goal podcast. And there will be more episodes to come someday. But as for now, we've made it to the end. And we're going to take this time, these last two episodes, to do two things, and that is to reflect and to plan. Because though it may be the end of this chapter, we still have a whole nother chapter to go, many more chapters to go. We have life that is about to come into the equation. But before we get into that, let's get into how far this podcast has come. When Swole is the Goal first started, it was just a little bit of an experiment, a little fun thing for me that I started last year just to do for fun, to get a little bit of motivation out there, to try to, you know, learn how to record a podcast, learn how to upload it. And it was only uploaded to YouTube at the time. There was no other platforms like Spotify, Amazon, Podbean, Apple Music. None of that was even in my mind. And the very first episodes were very, very serious, very monotone. And you know what? I even have one of them pulled up right here on my phone that you can hear. Here, let's take a look at this real quick. Skip the ad.
Welcome to the Swole is the Goal podcast with me, Tony Clear. Good leaders don't make excuses. Instead, they figure out a way to get things done.
Get things done. I mean, I was just trying to be really serious and try to be super, you know, super trying to get the message across, not trying to have any sort of actual conversations. It was all very scripted. And as it evolved and as, you know, I started interviewing more people, it changed from having questions planned out to having a conversation. And I think that's one of the most important things that I wish I would have known earlier is that it's not about, you know, it's not about a script and not about finding the answers, but getting the answers through organic conversation. And that's how people are able to be more comfortable and able to open up more to you, not whenever they have time to think about it. You want to put them on the spot in a way to where they give you a genuine answer, not giving them necessarily too much time to where they can really think out and script it. Because when you give them too much time to think about it, then it becomes, you know, how do I get this to sound the best and not how do I say what I really mean? And that's what I've kind of learned for interviewing wise about that. And so when YouTube happened, I recorded a total of 1, 2, 3. I recorded 5 total Swole is the Goal podcast episodes with too many episodes. And so I remember my first ever guest I had on this was Kyle Lavin, and it ended up being like a 40-minute podcast that I didn't even remember to press the record button on. So 40 minutes of nothing went right down the drain. But in all honesty, I'm kind of grateful that that happened because I did ask the same question, I believe, 3 times because, you know, I was just reading off a script. I didn't have any sort of idea how to run a podcast, how to have a real conversation on a microphone. And as I've gotten more comfortable with that, it's just completely changed over time because now I would never interview him the same way I interviewed him in the first place. I would like send out to people who wanted to come on the podcast like a bunch of questions for them to have ready to answer. when in reality, it shouldn't be like that at all. It should just be a conversation you're having with them that you can learn from and post. And that's one of the biggest takeaways I've had from this. So there was that first episode. Then after that, we had a mini podcast called Find the Way Back. And I think what this was just talking about was it was just talking about, you know, once you get off the path, how to get back on, how to stay disciplined and stuff like that. It was only 2 minutes and 20 seconds, so can't do too much there. Then my next guest, who first official guest, I guess you could say, because that episode was actually published and uploaded, was Larson Petit, who is a state-qualified wrestler, podiumed at state, which is awesome for him because I remember he told me last year that he would make that podium, which is really great that he ended up doing that. And we talked about self-control there, and that was a really good one because that's when I really first started to kind of implement a less organized kind of podcast scheme, to where at first, you know, it was just question after question after question after question that you'd be asking. And this was more of a conversation. And after that, I had two other wrestlers on, Endre Krasniqi and Arian KC. And that's when the entire script just really got thrown out the window and it just became a conversation, which I'm really – at first I was really kind of upset that that was happening because I was like, oh, they're not sticking to the script, you know. But then I kind of loosened up and realized, okay, there isn't really supposed to be a script. It's supposed to be a conversation. It's supposed to be something that is real, you know. And that's what's most important, is really being real and not trying to be fake on here. And then – let's keep digging through this. After that, I released another mini episode, the last ever mini episode, which was called Perspective. And that was about, you know, detaching from your own perspective and looking at things from a broader angle, which I really learned from Jocko Willink. And that's what – originally when I started this podcast, I wanted it to be modeled around Jocko's podcast. That's what it was like, welcome to Swole is the Goal, blah, 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 you know, at the beginning. Because really it's just his is – this is Jocko podcast episode, blah, blah, blah. And – really, that's good and all, but that's not really what I ultimately wanted to go for, or that's what I wanted to start with. But as I evolved, it's not what I'm going for anymore. I'm going for more raw, authentic conversations, which is why this isn't edited at all. It's just me talking with someone else for a full, you know, 45 minutes to an hour. And that was pretty much all of my junior year, was recording these little mini episodes, a couple long ones, but really only uploading to YouTube on my own time. And then this year is when everything really started to change and I was really able to start taking this a little more seriously. And that came in the form of Swole is the Goal, Season 2, Episode 1, that actually got uploaded to Spotify, Podbean, Apple Music, Amazon Music, and just anywhere else you can find your podcast, Pandora. And seeing my name and hearing my voice on Spotify for the first time, which is so cool. And that's when we talked about getting back on the path. And it's kind of funny because I had a mini episode called Find the Way Back. And this is basically a full version of that episode. The notes on this one are, Tony is back with season two of his continuing conversations with student leaders and high achievers. Today we discuss getting back on track after vacation. So, you know, it was right after summer, getting back on the path after vacation. This was a great way to start off the new version of Swole is the Goal, Swole 2.0. And I called it season two, which is kind of a little funny thing, but, you know, because you could say season one was my junior year, season two is senior year. But really, this was the start of something completely new. I was throwing away the old game plan and starting something completely different, and I'm glad that we did it this way. And this was a really good episode. This one was just me. And then for the next episode, I had on Jacob Jones, and this was called The Ownership Required to Lead. This episode discussed a lot of, you know, taking ownership for actions, taking ownership for your team, taking ownership for responsibility, and really being responsible for anything that happens. And this was during football season when I recorded this, so I could apply it to that. And the title or the caption for this one is, leadership isn't just about glory, it's also about owning losses, which is something that's really important, you know, being able to stand strong in the face of adversity and to not brief technical malfunctions there. But hey, it's staying in. I'm not editing it out because that's what it's about. It's about the raw, authentic conversations. But Yeah, sorry about that. The microphone came unplugged. But anyway, it's about owning losses. If you can't – if your ego is too big to where you can't own a loss, then you don't have the skills required to be a leader, because ego is detrimental in that sense. Well, ego can be good for – you know, if you don't have an ego, then what's going to allow you to train? Some people will use that one. But ultimately, discipline is what's going to allow you to train in the end. Not your ego. It's going to be what gives you – ego is going to be what brings you down flat out. Because if you're training for how other people perceive you, then you're not going to train as hard. You need to have intrinsic motivation, not anything that comes from outside, not the reward at the end. Because if you're training for a reward, then you're not training for yourself, and you're not going to be as effective. You need to really prioritize and find out what your purpose is for training. And I talked with Jacob Jones about that, and that was a really good episode. Next I had Swole's the Goal, episode 3, Lose, 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 Win. Caption is, losing is never easy, but it's also never the end. And by the way, I got to get a shout out to Mr. Dirks here, my audiovisual production class teacher, who basically taught me entirely how to run a podcast, how to work all the equipment, and he writes all the captions and uploads all these for me, so I would not be able to do this without him, who deserves a huge thank you. So I'm saying that right now, if he listens to this, thank you, Mr. Dirks, for all that you have done for this show. But losing is never easy, but it's also never the end, which is very true. Jocko, I heard this the other day, actually. Jocko was saying this, which is, every failure that doesn't result in death is psychological. Think about that. Everything that doesn't resolve in you dying, it's just in your head. Because how you respond to that is entirely up to you. That's entirely up to what you want to do. Ice Cube. But it's important for a whole lot of reasons to not give up when you lose, especially because this year in football we lost a lot of games. But we never gave up. At least I never gave up. I went back out there every single day with the intent of going in to win a game. And because in life there's going to be losses that you take, and I've learned that, you know, it's not always going to go your way. Someday someone – this is going to sound really morbid, but it's true. And I heard someone on Instagram talking about this. He said, someday someone you love is going to die. So you shouldn't be worried about all the small things, because if you wake up and they're still alive and you're healthy and they're healthy, you can have a sigh of relief knowing that they're still there. And I don't think it's necessarily the best way to always look at life that way, saying, okay, none of my friends are dead, so everything's good, because there's going to be harder things other than death. But when you look at it in the way that everything besides death is psychological, you can really change your mindset and change your outlook. And that's helped me a lot. So anyway, Lose, 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 Win was kind of centered around that fact. Then after that we had It's Gonna Hurt. And I'm trying to remember who this was with. I believe it was with Weston Fuller. Let's take a little listen real quick.
Down to your personal mindset.
Oh, no. That was Langston Brady. And I think that was also Weston Fuller on that. It might have been just been one of them. But anyway, this is talking about, you know, no pain, no gain, being able to push through pain. And really the ultimate key I can take away from this one for anyone listening is pain is temporary. And I know that's really cliche to say. That's really, you know, well, obviously. But when you're able to detach from your situation, when you're in a workout and it really hurts, when you're in a certain situation and it really hurts, you need to be able to realize that it is temporary, and on the other side of it, you're going to be feeling fine. Because I always like to equate workouts to life, even though that isn't always accurate. Equating workouts to life is very efficient for this reason. When you're in a workout and it's hard, it sucks. But then 10 minutes later and it's over, you're feeling great. You got through it. It made you stronger. Life is just an upscaled version of that. For this year, it sucks. But next year, it could be a lot better. And it could be a lot bigger than that or a lot smaller than that. Today was a terrible day, but tomorrow I'm going to wake up and it's going to be better. These past couple years have been terrible, but hey, in a couple years, it's going to get better. If you live, well, you focus what you feel what you focus on. So therefore, change your focus. Stop viewing the hurt as a negative and look at the good that's going to come out of it. Because if you're able to find the good that comes out, because everything has some sort of good that comes out of it, everything. And it's really in your own head if you want to find it or not. If you, you know, if you're having a bad day, sometimes you will not make the effort to have a good day, and then it'll just keep being bad. Because a lot of times making the effort to have a good day requires some ego check. For you to check your ego and swallow your pride. Being able to realize, okay, this is a bad day, but I can change it. Because you always can change it. It's up to you completely. Anyway, the next episode. Let's take a look here. Episode 5, go until you can't, then go some more. And this one, I believe, was with, let's see.
Like now, I can see, you know.
There's my voice.
But that quitting is what's going to bring you through a, like, 40-yard pass. What he said,
this might have been just been me. Anyway, caption is, your only limits are the ones you accept. Which is true. Exactly what I was saying earlier is you decide how far you want to go, you know? And sure, there are some physical limits, but you can either use those as fuel or you can use them as an excuse. And I love this quote, winners find a way, losers find an excuse. It's up to you which one you choose. And you know, how far you go is also up to you. And there's this 40% rule in sports science that says when you think you're absolutely done, you're really only about 40% done. Your mind will trick you into saying that it's fully exhausted when you really have 60% left in the tank. You can double what you just did and then do even more. Remember that next time you're going through the struggle. And you know, you can also apply that to your life whenever things really suck. When your situation sucks, you still have more in the tank. Humans can handle a lot of stress. A ton. But it's when that little voice comes in saying, we can't handle this anymore. That's when it gets rough. Because you can handle it. Don't let that tiny voice shout louder than the strong voice that's deep inside. You know what I'm saying? After that, we had Swole is the Goal, episode 6. A positive mindset is medicine. Literally. And we talked about actual health benefits of having a positive mindset. So like I just said, you control your attitude. That's what's really funny about this world, is the only thing you can control is your mind, yet that's also one of the biggest problems in our world is people's minds. And does social media have a part to play in that? Probably. Does the fact that, you know, people are addicted to their phones have a part in that? Probably. People are not wanting to get after it. That probably has a factor in it. But really, if you're just able to shift your mindset and do things for a positive reason, it will make your health better. And the caption on this one was, you can control two things, your actions and your attitude. One of them is easy to control. It's pretty easy to control your actions, but controlling your attitude can take a lot of, you know, swallowing of pride. And that's important to do. Next episode was the Swole is the Goal deep dive, which is where we take an in-depth look at a single issue and see how deep we can go with it. So yeah, I asked everyone the same question, and this one was kind of corny, I feel like. I asked everybody if they had like 1 week to live, what would they do with their time? And, you know, looking back, I was probably just, you know, trying to find a question I could ask a lot of people. But I got some interesting responses, you know, to see what was really important to people. And that's why I kind of asked the question, I guess. But it was fun getting a lot of people on here because I just want to get as many people as I could to see what it's like to be on a podcast and stuff. And it was fun for them. I could tell a lot of people had a good time coming on here and answering the question. And after that deep dive, I didn't really take away too much from that. We went to Swole's the Goal episode 7, which talked about fear. And the fear episode was how to deal with things that you're afraid of. And a lot of times that's taking a step forward. It's getting out of the comfort zone, because the comfort zone is where all progress goes to die. If you're comfortable, you're not moving forward. It's as simple as that. Everyone has to deal with fear, but how? That was the caption for that episode. How can you deal with fear? Because that ultimately determines how you're going to respond to it, how you're going to move forward. And we're not necessarily talking about fear like being scared of something, but like fear of failure, you know, that's a big one. I think it's good to have some level of fear of failure, because if you don't want to fail, you'll do a lot of things to avoid it. You'll work harder. You have to have that installed in your head, a fear of failure, or at least not necessarily a fear, but a huge hatred of failure, because then you won't want it to happen. After episode 7, we had another semi-deep dive, a three-part episode called Remembering High School. And this is where I took three high school football players on each episode where we talked about a lot of memories from high school football and the lessons that we learned that we can apply to later in our life. And I think that one was really good. That was one of my favorite things to do on here, because I just got to talk with my guys about, you know, remembering high school and all the fun things that happened. It wasn't really too serious. It wasn't too, you know, not too many things that people could take away from it, because there's a lot of just our own personal memories. But for me, that was one that I really enjoyed. Anyway, we then went on a bit of a break and came back to Swole is the Goal, episode 8, which is What is Your Goal? And here we talked about personal goal setting and how to stick to that. And I think some of the big takeaways are, you know, doing SMART goals, which are, if I remember the acronym here, it is specific. This is bad. I know the A is achievable. The R is – the T is time frame. And let's look this up real quick. SMART goals. Okay, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based. So, you know, have a goal that is specific enough to where it's not like get in shape, but you should be like, you know, I want to lose 10 pounds and get this much stronger in this amount of time. I want to be able to measure it weekly. It needs to be something that's attainable. I don't want to lose 100 pounds. I don't want to gain 50 pounds of muscle in 1 month, you know, and it has to be relevant to something that's important to you. So that's really the only takeaways I have from this one. Then we have episode 9, which is Get Uncomfortable, which is pretty self-explanatory. We just go into, you know, the benefits of putting yourself in uncomfortable situations. For me in that time, it was cold plunges, which is actually really fun. just kidding. Getting in cold water sucks, and that was my kind of way of getting uncomfortable every single day to be able to, you know, get adapted to uncomfortable situations and for the benefits that cold exposure had. But not being afraid of discomfort, you know, and the caption on this one, like I was just saying earlier, you rarely improve yourself from the comfort zone. The only way to get better is to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And this will make a slight adjustment to that. You never improve yourself from the comfort zone. Everything, every form of improvement is done by stepping outside of the comfort zone in some way, shape, or form. So that's the only really disagreement I have with Mr. Dirks there. But anyway, next episode was stress, where we talked about how to handle stress with Charlie Allender. That was a great episode. Went into a lot of data from the Mayo Clinic. And after that, we had Soul 11, which was creating your own purpose with Larson Petit, where we discussed being able to, you know, find what to do after high school. Because for him, after wrestling, he was done with that. So it's on to finding bigger and better. It's creating your own purpose. Is you can't find a purpose. You have to create your purpose. After that, we had our 75 Hard Part 1. And that has been it. And so I could have continued with that. And really, it's been my own fault why there haven't been that many podcasts coming out lately. Because I've just been busy with school. And while it's definitely an excuse, you know, I fell off the path. And I knew it was going to happen. But I'm making the choice right now to get back on the path. I didn't know I was going to fall off the path, but I know at some point there's going to be tests and trials where you may fall off the path. But guess what? The path doesn't go anywhere. You can still get back on it. Even though you aren't guaranteed tomorrow, you aren't guaranteed 1 hour from right now, you have this very second to get on the path. Remember that. I'm not perfect. I've fallen off the path many times. But now I'm back on it. And with that, that was the Swole's the Goal podcast. We reached a lot of people. I remember the days in football season, everyone would be listening to it on the bus. Not everybody, but Coach Lopez specifically, they'd have it on the Bluetooth speaker, and it was just really fun. It was something that I am so glad to have been a part of. And overall, it's just been a great experience for me, learning how to have better conversations. It strengthened me. It held me accountable, and it really enhanced my high school experience, and I wouldn't have traded it for the world. Swole's the Goal will be a part of me forever. I don't think I'll ever stop with that mantra, and I don't know what the future looks like. I don't know if this is going to be something that is continued on a regular basis or not. What I can say is that the lessons I've learned from this will be applied to the rest of my life. Because I can set goals. I can manage stress. I can get uncomfortable. I can remember. I'm just reading off the episode names right now. I can manage fear. I can have a positive mindset knowing that it's going to help me physically. I can go until I can't, then go some more. I know it's going to hurt, but I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to lose, and I'm going to win in the end. I know that ownership is required to lead, and I know that whenever I fall off, I have the opportunity to get back on the path. And so do you. And these episodes aren't going anywhere. They will always be here for anyone to listen to whenever they want for a reminder. And with that, we're going to go into the finale episode of Swole's the Goal, where we discuss the plan for the future. So signing off for the second to last time, I'm Tony Claver. Thank you very much for listening. Swole is the goal. Size is the prize. Out.
This is LNE Radio, podcasts produced, performed, and edited by the students of LNE Studios at Leander High School. LNE Radio, it's what the kids are talking about.